Economic Development Minister David Parker yesterday told us the $200 million public investment in the America's Cup will have a huge payoff for New Zealand. I interviewed him yesterday and asked him whether we would have been better to spend the money on nurses' pay. He said this: "So we will be in a better position as a result of the America's Cup to do things like pay nurses more."
Correct. The cost-benefit analysis at a total cost of $200 million is positive.
What does it say? How much do we get back for it?
Up to $1 billion.
Up to a billion?
Up to $1 billion of additional revenue to the country, yeah.
That's not a bad return then, is it?
Mm.
Wouldn't be bad if it was true. Here's Sam Warburton to tell us whether his assessment bears out that of the ministers. Good morning to you, Sam.
Kia ora, Guyan. Kei te pahea koe.
Tōna pai nei, hoa. Tōna pai nei. Not bad. We're going to be rich.
I think that's an overstatement. The minister said that the America's Cup will help pay for nurses and I guess anything else that the government might be interested in. That's completely false, complete nonsense.
Well, let's drill down into this. Why is it nonsense?
So the government has a set amount of money that it can spend through tax revenue, and it's got choices to make, and it's decided here to spend $212 million on the America's Cup. The minister has said that that's going to flow through the economy and generate enough revenue, generate enough economic activity that tax revenue goes up that we can then afford nurses.
Yeah.
Now, that's just not right. When you spend $200 million in one area, that's $200 million that you can't spend in another area. So if I give you an example, if you were to give me $10,000, I might refurbish my bathroom. I might hire someone who can do that, and that person hires someone else and spends it on groceries or entertainment, and it flows through the economy. And that $10,000 quickly turns into, say, $100,000 worth of economic activity. But that's just the economic activity generated from my use of that $10,000. Your $10,000 has been lost to you. You're poorer by $10,000.
Yeah. So this is the concept of opportunity cost.
Exactly, exactly. So when we spend $200 million and generate $1 billion worth of benefit, we could spend $200 million on nurses or asbestos-ridden hospitals or tax cuts or unemployment benefits or anything else and also generate $1 billion worth of economic activity.
I mean, I guess if we really believe this, when we just, I don't know, flag dairy farming and run around holding events that we quite like.
Well, that's exactly right. If MB's analysis is correct, we've discovered a source of infinite wealth.
We can just sit around watching yachting. We'll be wealthy.
Well, host the Olympics or Formula One or anything. It's nonsense.
Let's push back on you for a second, though, and take the minister's side for a second, just to push this about a little bit. I presume that there's a document here, and I'm sure the OIAs are being written out as we speak, but that will probably say something like New Zealand's exposure on CNN and Sky, whatever it is, and the designs of the yachts and the marketing of brand New Zealand, and, you know, this is what people say, isn't it?
It is, and most of that stuff has been accounted for in these analyses. Some of the stuff hasn't been, exposure on news perhaps, but tourism benefits have been accounted for, benefits to boat building industry has been accounted for, etc. All that stuff's in there. MB's own analysis says that all those benefits are outweighed by the cost, so the benefits come in less than that $200 million.
So this will be a net cost to New Zealand?
Yeah, that's right. So Parker said that this is going to generate enough tax revenue to pay for other things. That's not true, but it's also going to be a net drain on the economy.
So why do we do these things then?
Just
because we'd look churlish if we didn't.
The reason you do sporting events and cultural events is because they're fun. But I think there's a real question about whether people think the America's Cup is really something that's that fun that we should be funding it to the tune of $200 million. Aren't there other cultural, music, sporting events, local events that we could be doing with $200 million or paying nurses more?
Have you got a view on whether you think the government should be paying money, and it's considerable money, when there are considerable other cost pushes to the America's Cup? What do you reckon?
Well, everyone has a personal view on these things. As an economist, I would prefer things be spent on where you get the highest value, and then also some consideration for the welfare of poor and other disadvantaged people. My personal view is this is not a good use of money, but other people will have differing views.
Yeah. Thanks very much for your time on it. Do appreciate it. Sam Warburton there from the New Zealand Initiative.